It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
John chapter 21, reading with verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. Well, remember now that Jesus had prepared a meal for these fishermen who had fished all night. They had caught nothing. He had prepared fish on the coals, and he also had some bread for them. And they had eaten, and they got their stomachs filled. And now Jesus said to Simon, Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? Well, who are these? I believe that he's speaking of those fishermen around him. They were, the word compadre comes to mind. They were friends. These fishermen were friends. They'd fished together, and they were close, and they knew each other. It was like brothers. We could call it a brotherhood. They were brothers. Well, Jesus asked Simon, he says, do you love them more than you love me? Well, in verse 16, he saith to him, this is Jesus saying to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. And we keep reading in verse 17, the Lord asked him again. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. Well, there's many things in these verses that I just read. Let's look at a few things. Jesus Christ was getting ready to go back to heaven. He was getting ready to go back to the Heavenly Father, and he always said this. Now, he said he was from heaven. He said he was from the Father in heaven, and that he was going to go back. Well, just as he was getting ready to go back, he had this meal for these people. He had told them about, he had instructed people to go out and win souls, to go into all the world, preach and teach the gospel, and baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Well, he told them about this. Well, now, Peter is in the world. He's here. And he's asked this question. And let me put it like this. Peter, do you love me more than everything else or anyone else? Do you really love me, Peter? And Peter said in that verse 15, first of all, he saith unto him, Yea, Lord. Peter said, Yeah, Lord, I love you. And then verse 16, the Lord asked him the same thing, and he said, Yea, Lord. In other words, Lord, I love you. And verse 17, he asked Peter again, Son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And Peter was grieved. He said, it was the same as him saying, Lord, you've asked me this three times now. And he said unto him, Lovest thou me? And he said, Yea, unto him, Lord, Thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. Jesus wanted Peter to know that there was a difference in loving the things of this world than loving him. Jesus wants us to know that we need to love him more than anyone or anything else in this world. The Bible teaches us that Jesus he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He's a friend who is closer to us than any blood relative, that he is our Savior, that he is the one of whom we need to be saying, Lord, I love you. Now, I believe that Peter loved the Lord as much as he could as a human being. I believe that, Jesus loved us so much that he gave his life on the cross of Calvary. You and I, although we love the Lord so much, we would never be able to give our life on the cross of Calvary for him. But he gave his life for us. And he wants us to love him above anyone or anything else in this world. He wants us to do what he wants us to do accordingly. And that accordingly means according that he saved us, that he is our Savior. He is our guide. And we look into the scriptures and we see that the Word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. The Word of God leads us through this world. And it really helps us to know more daily, more and more, how much we love our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I do not believe that you and I, as human beings, the saved people even, that we can love the Lord the way we're going to love him after we get rid of this old body. After this old flesh is gone, then we will really know how to love the Lord. Now, the Bible says that we are to study the Word, we're to get into the Word, and that the Lord is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Well, we do that to the best of our ability as human beings. But one day we're really going to be able to worship the Lord. And we might say it's going to be in spirit, but we're going to be there in person. And we're going to be able to worship the Lord personally. Well, Jesus was getting ready to go back to heaven to be with the Father, as we've read now in John chapter 21 in verses 15 that follows here. And Jesus ended up by asking Peter the third time, "Do you love me?" And Peter said, "Lord, you know all things. Thou knowest that I love thee." He wasn't lying to the Lord, because he knew that the Lord knew his heart. He knew the Lord knew that the Lord knows all things. So Peter was really sincere when he said, "Lord, you know I love you." And I wonder today, as a saved person, do you really love the Lord? Are you really serving the Lord the way that you should be serving him? Are you giving him what he wants? Do you love him more than you love the world? Do you love him more than you love the things of the world? Do you love him more than you love? Now, this is really hard to think of. Do you love him more than you love your mother and father? Do you love him more than you love your wife or your husband? Do you love him more than you love your children? Well, you say, "I love all of those that you've mentioned," but my question to you right now, do you love them more than you love the Lord? We say that we love the Lord, but do we really mean it in our heart? Now, I believe that we mean it, especially when we get saved, when we ask him to come into our hearts. "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation," or because of salvation we tell others about Jesus Christ. But it seems after a while, after we're saved, we start growing a little cold. First it starts out a little bit cool, and then it gets cooler and cooler, and then it becomes cold. And I believe that that is one reason we do not see revival in our world today, is because we have become cold to the things of God. We've forgotten how that Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me, Peter? Do you love me?" And Peter said, "You know I love you, Lord." And he was sincere, and he believed, and he meant it in his heart. But do we mean that in our hearts when we say, "Lord, I love you. I love you, Lord, more than anyone or anything else in this world"? Do we really mean that? Well, we need to fall on our faces today and say, "Lord, forgive me for not loving you more. Help me, Lord, to love you more than I did yesterday. Help me to love you more tomorrow than I do today. Lord, you know I love you, but Lord, I want to love you more. I want to serve you more in this life. And one day, Lord, I'm going to see you personally. And Lord, that love that I have today for you will become even more real when I'm with you and I see you personally." The Lord loves us so much. He gave his life for us. We know that. But he loves us so much now that he keeps us. The Bible says that he's able to keep us through all things in this life. And in other words, he's not going to cast us aside. He's not going to let us be lost and on our way to hell, because we are saved and we are kept safe in his hands. We are kept safe because he tells us we have eternal life. And as we think of that, we need to really understand that God, Jesus Christ, is worthy of all of our love. Now, there's nothing wrong with loving your family. Nothing wrong with loving people. But it's wrong when we set people up above Jesus Christ. We need to love Him above all people in this world. And we need to let Him know daily, Lord, I love you. Remember, He asked Peter 3 times, do you love me, Peter? And I believe that Peter loved Him as much as it was possible for him to love the Lord at that time. Well, the Lord said in verse 17 there, after Peter told Him the third time that He loved him, Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. Well, we know that later on Peter would preach on the day of Pentecost that he would preach and more than 3,000 souls would be saved. And after people got saved, they needed to be trained. They needed to be taught. And we keep reading in the book of Acts how that Peter and the other apostles, as they were preaching the word of God and telling people how to be saved, this is because they love people. They love the Lord. And they did what the Lord wanted them to do. And as they told people how to be saved, they also instructed them as to how to live, how to do what God wanted them to do. And this is demonstrated as we study the Word of God, because one section of Scripture says that the Word grew so mightily that one place it says, they've come here who've turned the world upside down. And then, in other words, people were telling others about Jesus Christ and things that changed, and there was a revolution, not in the sense of a warfare that men would be killed, and although people would die for the Lord, but there was a warfare that was going on between saved people and the devil. There was a warfare going on between the things of God and the things of the devil. They had come and turned the world upside down. They had come to an area where they recognized that these people loved God so much that they were willing to give their lives for Jesus Christ. They had turned the world upside down because people were getting saved. They were no longer living for the world. They no longer loved the world more than Jesus. They not only loved Jesus Christ, they loved their lives so much that they were willing to lay down their life. In fact, they did not love their lives unto death. They were willing to lay down their life for the love of Jesus Christ. We know that you and I today, as saved people, now the Bible tells us that there are pastors who's given for the work of the Lord to edify the saints. But do you know that you and I have also been given the instructions that we need to help brothers and sisters in Christ to know more about their Savior, that they need to know more about how to live the Christian life? Those of us who are saved, we need to be instructing those people around us who are saved to help them to understand the love of God. Help them to understand that they can overcome the things of the world, the temptations that come into their lives, and that by doing so, they're showing more love for the Savior, Jesus Christ. Do you know Him today as your Savior? If you don't, you need to get saved today. Lord, forgive me of my sin. Lord, I can't save myself. I know I'm a sinner. And I know You're the Savior. I know You're God. And I ask You, Lord, to come into my heart. Cleanse me so that one day I can be in heaven with You and I can tell You exactly how much I love You, Lord. Thank You for saving my soul.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.